PC Radio Network. This is going to be our last weekend on Blog Talk. We have, as we do every Friday, Double G Garrett from the Watcher Society. And he's going to bring in some 5G and Mark of the Beast, and we'll get into some other stuff. But first, there's this kid. He's 15 years old. And his name's Kyle. And he went on Britain's Got Talent and sang a song. And I want you guys to hear it. So here you go. This is Kyle Tomlinson. Check this story out.
Hi, we're ready for audition now. Would you all like to follow me?
Come on, mate. Here we go.
David's having one of his I Want Everyone to Like Me days.
Enjoy yourself.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Kyle Tomlinson.
Nice to meet you, Kyle.
Nice to meet you too.
Where are you from, my darling?
Sheffield.
Sheffield. And how old are you?
I'm 15.
Okay, Kyle, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
I can tell, that's okay. Take your time.
Well, I came a couple of years ago and I got told to get a singing teacher and...
Who told you that? David?
Yeah.
Me?
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound like the kind of sensible thing I'd say.
Was it stated quite harshly?
Yeah.
Really?
And Kyle, how old were you when he said that to you?
12. Oh.
12? Unbelievable.
Boo. Yeah, boo, boo, boo.
Well, I'm shocked. So presumably for the last couple of years you've been working with a teacher.
Yeah.
And you're feeling more confident now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you need a little sip of water or something before you start?
David. Too late for that. Too late.
You can try everything you can to be nice now.
What did the others say? Nice, what did the others say?
They were quite nice.
Were they? Well, I was the mean one.
Yeah.
The only nice one here.
Oh, that's a nice.
Anyway, we're here to support you, Kyle, so good luck.
Here's your chance to prove David wrong.
Thank you.
Come on, son.
Can do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is TDC Radio Network.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil for pale moonlight?
Welcome to the show. This is Roddy Rod. We're going to do one long minute. Now let the show begin in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, welcome everybody to One Long Minute Special Edition every Friday. We have the Watcher Society, Garrett. Never really give your last name, but it starts with a G. We just call you Double G. I don't think I can pronounce it anyway, Garrett.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I usually comment below. Name's Garrett Golhoff. That's okay. Put it out there.
All right, that's up to you. I, that's just you.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of that kid's pipe? What do you think that kid pipes, man?
His voice was awesome. Was that? No, I haven't. Is that a recent show?
Yeah. He's 15 years old, man, in Britain. And he came when he was 12 and got lambasted and said, go get a vocal teacher. 3 years later, he came back. And, well, he's singing praises to God, you know. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's a tough song to beat. And he nailed it. I mean, he nailed it to his own works. That was good. Really good.
Yeah, I was shocked, and that's why I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to put that kid on. So his name's Kyle Tomlinson, and you can look him up all through YouTube. And I don't know, he made it to the finals. It might have been last year's. I don't watch TV, so.
Yeah,
I don't know if he actually won.
I'm watching less and less TV, and more and more social network news stations, and that kind of thing on my device. I get a Netflix movie now and then and stuff like that, but I don't lay on the couch and watch TV like sometimes when I used to or not. I'm always on the go anyways, and fake news, it's been proven. So, I kind of stay away from that. But I get my news from other sources, and they're good sources that have 100, 500,000 members on YouTube and other places and Facebook, and it seems to have all been verified and proven. So, where else are you going to get stuff on 5G? They're not saying nothing about 5G at all on mainstream, lamestream news and stuff like that. And other things,
right.
Pharmaceutical or this and that. You know, it's they were too busy for 2 years lambasting, trying to get Trump nailed, and then and now they're, I don't know what they're doing now, but it's just not. Not me watching those news channels. I'll watch a movie now and then. That's it.
Well, I work, literally, I never know what day I'm getting off, to be honest with you. But I work for the Lord 6 days a week, literally.
Amen. Yeah.
And he gives me one day of rest.
Yeah.
And when I go to a day of rest, unlike most people, where they'll do them for 6 days a week and then go on Sunday to church and give God a day, I'm giving him six, and he gives me one. And on my day of rest, I get away from the computer, I get away from everything, and I just go into a rest mode. And I'll watch like Expedition Unknown, like on Discovery Channel. And
that's right.
And they just had that Egypt Live thing. I watched that.
Oh, cool.
I was in a day of rest on that, and they were like, I don't know, opening up, tombs of the ancient Egyptians. And I was just hoping it was kind of like a Nephilim or something. That's why I watched it. But so, and I'll check out, I love, it's called Blue Planet. I think that's on BBC, where it just gets into God's creations and the deep blue sea and, you know, wildlife. And I get into that stuff, but that's basically what I watch, man. I don't rely on the TV or the mainstream media to give me truth because they don't give any truth anymore. There was a day a long time ago that they were maybe a lot more credible than they are now.
But it's
to a point now where they're not even close to credible. It's not even close.
It's a joke. I'll deactivate my Facebook for about 3 days at a time and then just go on a sabbatical, you know, out in the yard cutting firewood and feeding the chickens, taking the dogs for a walk and just talking to God all day and night long. And it's beautiful. It's great. It's like a fast. It's like, and I've heard of other people doing it too, and it's like, their fast to God is turning off all social media, all telephones, all, you know, and they're, you know, they're giving up something that their body craves, right? So I'm sure God honors that, and you could hear His voice better and stuff, you know, at times.
Oh, so definitely. That's just like, I had somebody that does a show on the radio network, on TDC Radio Network. By the way, so you guys know, we are leaving after this weekend. We will be on TDCRadio.com. And as a matter of fact, Mars from the Watcher Society, he's going to give it a dry run on at 8 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, on TDC Radio. That's Eastern Standard Time. On TDCRadio.com. Yeah, he's going to do a dry run on a show. And
cool.
He thinks he's got the bugs worked out for him. So that's great. And then afterwards, I think Redwards Lou, I believe Red said he's going to do one more on Blog Talk, and then on Sunday he's going to move his shows to TDCRadio.com. So you're going to get, if you guys look, you know, you watchers out there, the Watcher Society, you got a show coming on Saturday. It's more like a test show for Mars, and then we'll get a time slot for him through the week and how many days he wants to do it, and we'll work time slots out afterwards.
Nice.
But we're just doing dry run tests, so that's that. But guys, and tell them, Garrett, if you guys are listening to mainstream media and if you're watching CNN, I'm telling you right now, you are getting programmed. You're getting brainwashed.
Right. You bet. Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, sure. I think everybody knows now. I think the liberals are coming around, but which is good, you know, because they're not going to find nothing factual, you know. Low percentage, if anything. But yeah, let the listeners know, all the people listening, TDC Radio, it's not just for, it's 24/7. It's on your device. You could go TDCRadio.com, scroll down, press the arrow for voice, and you will hear when it's live. It'll be going on live when there's live shows like this. And then when there isn't live shows on during the night or whatever, you're going to hear repeats of great shows. So it's an outlet to hear something 24/7 with Christian content, right? Am I right? That's
Amen.
What it's all about.
Now I do have some breaking news though. So here you go, breaking news.
You are fake news.
Oh, cool.
Breaking news.
All right, so we have some breaking news.
Yeah.
Available probably within the next week. We are going to have a TDC mobile app that you get off the App Store.
Oh, wow. Well,
and then you can,
like, yeah.
Yeah, then you can play it in the background while you're doing other things on your phone or whatever. It will play in the background. You don't have to keep the website open. So that's breaking news. You're going to have a website that'll play, you know, a web app that'll play in the, it's actually a downloadable app that's going to be, and all the shows will be on there once I get that all tweaked out. That should be in about a week or two. First, I want to get the station totally up. Then I'll get the app sent out to everybody and let you guys know when that happens. And another thing is that you will have on demand, meaning that if you like a certain show, say like Mars's show, or you like Garrett on Fridays, and I think Garrett's talking about, he's kicking and hem-hawing around about whether he wants to do his own show at all, and that's still up to him.
Yeah.
You know, we'll work that out later. But you can, it would be on demand where you can just go and then click on it, and it will start playing on demand, and you can pause it, and then if you right-click on the stream, you can download it, so then you can listen to it at your leisure. So,
Like a podcast or something. Yeah, you could download the 2 hours, and then you could, even if you're in a non-cellular area out in camp or something like that, you could hear it later.
That's right. That's right. So it will be downloadable, and actually, I have on demand now. I'm not sharing it right now because I still got to move all the files over there, because most of them right now are on Blog Talk. So I got to get them off Blog Talk and get them on demand. So it's going to take me a little time.
Sounds cool. Yeah.
So there's
cool.
And breaking news is mainstream media lies to you. That's breaking news.
You are fake news.
Breaking news.
We gotta put a dig in on them too. So, all right, there you go. So, all right. So the topics we're gonna hit on, we're gonna get into 5G, and we're gonna get into the mark
5G.
Of the beast.
Oh, the mark of the beast. It needs 5G. The mark of the beast needs a little. Needs like we're a whole new world now. We're gonna have robot vehicles. We're gonna have remote controlled heavy machinery up on mountains digging coal or doing their thing. We're gonna have street lights that are super smart. We're gonna have super smart appliances. We're gonna have. We already got smart meters, baby monitors, security cameras. Like on your street corners, it's all going to be connected to 5G. Did you know by 2020, there's going to be more than 20 billion connected devices to 5G? 4G can't handle it. They're going to rush us through. 4G can't handle it. They can't handle it now, but it's going to be at a click of a button. You're going to be able to download, like just say what you did, or what you'll be able to download stuff. You'll be able to YouTube. You know, it's just going to be no problems with your with the slow internet type stuff. 5G is 100 times more power. And remember, Rob, like there's already health warnings out for your cellular, not to women and stuff. Don't put it in your breast pocket, and don't put it, you know, and don't have your laptop sitting on your lap for a man. And like all this is from Health Canada and doctors and stuff. So remember, people are arguing that 5G is okay for you. Hey, 4G has been proven to give people that are constantly got their cellular to their head to get tumors in their head or to get to be sterile or to have breast cancer. So when I'm talking about 5G now, which is 100 times more faster than 4G, right? You know, how good can that be? We're not getting better. We're not getting alleviate the EMFs that are coming out of these devices. The EMFs are stronger, more powerful. Even though 5G doesn't uses about the same power as 4G going into it, with the antenna system in the radio frequency, the high radio frequencies, it's more dangerous. And that's what we're going to get touch on just a little bit tonight.
Well, I know this, that there is military weapons out there that's a frequency weapon. Ooh. And they shoot you with this frequency weapon and it'll give you a heart attack.
They're doing it to targeted individuals, which is a whole other subject. There's targeted individuals throughout North America, throughout the world, that it is, you know, that are on, you know, they got YouTube videos and stuff like that, and they're getting mobbed, and they're getting loud vehicles going by them all the time, and just people following them down the streets. Now they're using what you just said, a military capable, but this has been around for a lot of years. This technology has been around for a long time. It's just getting better and better and more pinpointed in the military. But there's targeted individuals that's a whole other topic. I know a lot about it. I don't want to.
Well,
that's a rabbit trail. But you hit it on the head. It's out there. The technology to zap somebody in, say, a high rise building. You could zap someone from one high rise, zap it right to their window. And hit nail somebody in a living room, and there'll even be lines on the window when you steam it from the electrical EMFs that are zapping this guy. Like that stuff's real, man. That stuff's real.
I want you to check something out. I want you to check something out. If you ever listen to the testimony of Stan Deo, I don't know if you know Stan Deo or not.
I don't know the name.
He was part of the Illuminati, and he came out. Now he's a believer in Christ. He got out of the Illuminati. It was back in the 1960s. I think Mars is familiar with him.
Yeah.
It was back then in the 1960s. They wanted him to do something that and it was the elite. And he flat out tells you there is an elite group, and they're trying to rule the world. And they were asking him to design something to hurt the masses. And he decided not to do it. And you can go to standeo.com is his website, and you can listen to his testimonies. But they zapped him with this machine. They zapped him with this machine back in the 70s. And it almost killed him. It almost killed him, and it didn't. God saved his life. And then they tried to zap him again.
it could kill you. And if not, they play with you, and you get headaches and boils and affects your skin and you know, it's all sorts of things. And those are targeted individuals. Those are, from the Illuminati foot soldiers and stuff like that. They get homeless people and stuff like that, and they pay these homeless people to follow people, to mess them up in their head, to do things and stuff like that. And they're doing this as experiments. And if you piss somebody off during your life or you did something wrong and he's a powerful person in with the group, because I could give you details and true facts on this, but that's opening up a can of worms that I don't want to tonight. But I'd like to do a show on targeted individuals in the Illuminati and secret societies, because I have some inside information, and I'd have somebody phone in too, and it would be a great show. It would be a great show.
We'll have to plan that. We'll plan that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. So let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Let me get another cup of coffee.
I'm gonna go down and make a coffee. You betcha.
Yep. Get a cup of coffee. We're gonna get all of our notes together, and then we're gonna attack 5G. And we're gonna get a lot of understanding about why they need 5G.
Yeah.
And definitely the harmful things that it's going to cause to us physically, mentally, socially.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna get into all that.
And we're going to put a couple of Bible scriptures in there, too, about the mark and about the skin problems and stuff. It's going to be a great show. You bet.
Yeah, we always do. We always end up in Nord.
Let the Holy Spirit run this one. All right, man.
That's right. All right. We'll be right back, guys.
Okay, bye.
the ship's been better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn.
Okay, God, my life's a mess, so I'm praying. What do you want from me?
Do you have a wallet?
Yeah. There's $4 in it.
I'll take it.
Great, no problem.
Do you have a savings account?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
A business?
Yeah, I'm about to go bankrupt.
I'll take it.
You can have it.
And your car?
My car? Fine, take it.
Do you have a family?
Yeah, I suppose you want them too.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, wait a minute. I've given you everything but the shirt off my back.
I'll take it.
Great!
John, I have a wallet, a savings account, car...
I'm real happy for you, God.
Take care of them for me.
What?
Take these possessions and handle them properly. And treat this family with care. Remember, they belong to me.
What are you willing to give back to God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
This is One Long Minute, redefining Christian talk radio. Now back to your host, Meathead Robbie Robb.
I don't know, Brian, calling me a meathead like that. Brian's calling me a meathead on my bumper, man.
Oh, no. Get him back. You're on the air. you can get him back.
I love me some Brian, man. I like that voice. All right, so did you ever hear that song by Ray Bolts, by the way?
I know the singer, though. No. What's the name of the song?
The Anchor Holds. Yeah. It's...
No, you picked some pretty cool, catchy tunes there. A lot of your shows are...
Well, I'm diversified, man. You know, I'm not stuck in one genre. I blaze them all, and I look for anointing in all of them. But, you know...
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, here's one thing I'm concerned about. Let's get back into this 5G thing for a minute.
Yeah.
We'll probably do it till the next break, actually. I got a concern. Now, check this out, bro. So, I'm 50. I don't even know how old I am anymore. 51. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
Now, look, I didn't get a cell phone to my head till I want to say 30.
Okay. Yeah.
What, 30, right in that range? And that was analog, right?
Yeah, that's about right. That was about right. That was like 2G.
20 years? 1G. 20 years ago?
Yeah, that was
right.
More than that. You're talking early 80s, I think.
Well,
no, early 80s. Remember the brick phone? There was this big, huge Motorola phone. It was the size of your leg. You know, you'd hold it. You'd see the odd guy, the drug dealer in the bar or whatever, talking on this big Motorola because the battery was so huge it needed the power. And then it was a Motorola brick phone, they used to call them. Then they made the battery smaller, so it had big buttons that would go green. And then the flip phone came out. Yeah, when the
hey,
flip
Garrett,
phone
wait a minute,
out,
Garrett,
that...
Garrett, Garrett.
Yeah.
It was the first show I ever seen a mobile phone on. It was a show, a program. And do you remember Magnum P.I., that show?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Do you remember the size of that? Do you remember the size of that phone he pulled out? It was like,
yeah.
I mean, it was like a suitcase, man. It was so funny.
Yeah.
I think it had its own battery pack too. Like, you know, it was
oh,
the
those,
size of a
yeah,
suitcase.
You probably carry the battery thing with you. Yeah. That was the one before the Motorola brick phone. Yeah, then it was, yeah, it was in a bag. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, a bag.
Yeah.
But if you think
but
about it,
right
I think military yeah. had them a long time before we did, because remember they could always phone the base. They always had the one dude that had the mobile unit in his backpack. Now, that was back in World War II.
Yeah.
Where they could drop bombs here. You know, remember that? I mean, I'm just going back to how cell phones evolved. But my point was going to be this. I mean, it really wasn't affordable for the public until when I was around 30. It's basically when I could start affording them, I think.
Yeah.
My daughter has had a cell phone since she's been 7.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so they're going to get... So they're young, and they're going to have it more in their lives, you know, to have that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like, I was 26 with the brick phone, you know, and I would use it all the time. It was for the business I was in, you know, or I was on a 30-foot Bayliner going around Stanley Park phoning in work sick or something. But, yeah, the kids nowadays, they do everything on it. And I'm using it, you know, quite a bit, too. But these kids... Like you're saying, you know, how good is that? How good is that going to be, you know, using it all their lives, you know, all their lives.
And the physical effects it's going to have on their lives. And you know what? You can't stop it now. It's too late.
Yeah.
I need one now for my job. I have to have a cell phone or I won't work.
Eight years ago, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer classified the RFR as a potential 2P carcinogen and specified that the use of mobile phones could lead to specific forms of brain tumors. This was back in 2011, and they knew about this earlier, but you know how it takes a while to put the warnings out, right? You know, cigarette smoking, they made that look good on commercials and on everybody smoked in the movies and it looked sexy and really cool until they found out it gave you lung cancer and killed a lot of people. Right. Same with phones.
Right.
It's coming out now more and more, more and more. Did you know that over 180 doctors and scientists from 35 nations, they warned the United Nations. Over 180 doctors. This is, I got this right off. I've seen the paperwork. Over 180 doctors and scientists from 35 nations warned the United Nations on the dangers of EMFs from 5G, where it's giving you increased cancer risks, cellular stress, increase in harmful free radicals, generic damages, changes in the reproductive system, learning and memory defects, neurological disorders, negative impacts on general well-being. Sometimes, you know, when I'm on it for a couple of days, a lot, I'm feeling headaches, I'm feeling kind of anxious, and I got to shut it off. Well, now 180 doctors went to the United Nations and warned about 5G, which is coming out. 150 birds fell out of trees dead in The Hague in the Netherlands. And they're proving that's from a nearby 5G antenna.
Right. And you know what? It happened in Italy as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it happened in California Italy where those three kids got cancer because there was one of the first
that's
5G
right.
antennas was up there. And they proved it that you're 2.72 times more likely to miscarriage. That was a San Francisco study on 5G. So it's just starting. They're pushing it. They're ramrodding it. They're all these different countries, and they're getting it in there before all the real studies and you know, it took them years to find out that cigarettes was bad for you. It took years to find out that 4G, you know, in 2011, they said it was, you know, keep your laptops off your lap, men. Keep your phones out of your breast pockets, women. You know, don't be making too much phone calls. They're even telling you to put your wireless router out of the bedroom for your devices in your house, because that's where all the high-powered EMFs are. You know, if you're going to go to bed and it's that little box is right next to your head, it's not good for you. Same with smart meters. Yep. You know, they're proven smart meters causes headaches and everything like that. You know, so, hey, here's a true story. I work with high-powered radio equipment, and I could make a 4-watt CB radio push out 1,000 watts. And I've been in a mobile with a linear amplifier, and I've been three cars back in the line at McDonald's. And then I start saying, two cheeseburgers, three Cokes, and a side of fries on my microphone, just talking to dead air on Channel 19 on the CB radio with all my power up. And the girl inside taking the orders, ripping off her headphones, because I'm cross-channeling, you know, through into her. Yeah, I've seen that happen. I've had neighbors come to my house. Hey, I could hear you between channels on my TV set. You know, so electrical. I know.
Funny.
He's probably listening right now. But I'm just saying, you know, too much of anything is dangerous, and we're getting into these electrical, and these are high frequency radio waves. You know, you don't mess with that, but that's where the power's coming from. We're going different, a little different radio wave and the way it works in 4G. Because the same amount of power, and these things, the antennas don't work as far distance as 4G. So there's going to be more and more of these. For every one cellular antenna that's up there now, for 5G, you're probably going to see two or three to cover the distance, or four. And they could be the size of a fridge. They could be the size of a fridge or the size of a backpack, depending on the area and stuff. And if you got one of those things going up your poles right outside of your house, you know, I'd kind of move out of there quietly or something like that.
Well,
and,
either
know,
that or shoot it down.
Hey, remember that GPS thing that I warned about there in the last show?
I was going to bring that up about New York, yes. To give us that quick background on what happened there. Give us that background on that. Because we covered that on last Friday, didn't we? Last Friday we covered it.
We're probably one of the only radio shows, news breaking kind of sites that did. I mean, you saw a couple things on YouTube, that was it. And I came on there as a surveyor and I says, look, it's happened before in August 1999, every so many weeks, so many days, the GPS systems go back to zero. It's like a Y2K scenario. I've said it's GPS systems and their clocks go back to zero. And I said, and you got into it for a while. You put me on the pressure seat, and I said, well, I don't think too much will happen. Maybe a blip here and a blip there. Well, there's more than a blip and a blip, because New York's wireless systems for their traffic lights, for their automated water supply and sewage things, you know, the same thing that 5G is going to take over, but these were GPS run, stopped for not just one day, 2 days, but it was the fifth day they finally admitted to it that it was the GPS rollover, YTK situation in New York. And who knows how many other blips, you know, they kept it under the carpet and weren't too embarrassed, because they knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
Well,
so they had to have known it.
Here's the thing I want to tell you. We're believers in Christ. I believe what the Bible says.
Yeah.
In order for the Antichrist to have full reign of this world, he's going to need 5G.
He's
got to
have 5G. Because everyone's going to have a chip in their hand, or their forehead, in their eyebrow.
Right.
And it's going to have your license in there, your medical in there. It's going to have your bank account in there. And it's going to have, and I'll just reiterate, Revelations, the mark of the beast. People are thinking, I've heard that before. Yeah, Revelations 13, I'll read just from 15 to 18, or 16, I'll go to 18. Is that okay? I'll just read a little thing about the mark.
Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, the Bible says, Everyone has a Bible, hopefully. In Revelations, it talks about the Antichrist coming to power, about a one-world leader, and he says he causes. This is Revelations 13:16. Mark it down. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So what I could tell the listeners, obviously, you're going to have some sort of mark to buy or sell, to get food, to get gas, to pay your taxes. There's going to be no more cash. There's going to be no more fluffage, no more bank card. People lose them. People lose credit cards, scams. Drug dealers are out there with cash. And so some guy's going to come in with all the answers, and he's going to say, look, we're going to go cashless system. We don't need it anymore because we have 5G. And this technology is going to take us to the main computer in Hamburg or wherever, and we're going to keep the world peaceful, in control with this new technology, and nobody will be stealing cash and making a bad thing out of anything. See how good it sounds? And people are going to take it. You hit the nail on the head. You need 5G because that's all through the air. Hey, you're scanning all right, your groceries. Go ahead.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you've done research on this. I'm a researcher as well. And actually, yeah. 41 is too. She's a good friend of mine. And she goes by 41. She doesn't reveal who she is. And we've connected. She does a lot of research. And she helps me research too, since I don't have a whole lot of time. But have you gotten into the D-Wave computer system that is being implemented right now? Do you know what D-Wave is?
I've heard of D-Link and stuff. D-Wave. No, I don't, but I'm writing it down because it sounds like something I'm going to study. Tell me about it. D-Wave.
D-Wave is a new technology, and it's a new computer system, processing system.
Okay.
And it's unhackable. And it gets knowledge from another dimension. It honestly does.
It learns, you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, it keeps does learning. More than learn. It keeps learning. And actually, CERN is ran by D-Wave.
Okay.
If you know what CERN is, which is the Hydro Collider,
You
know, where they're busting down particles and busting down matter, and they found the God particle. It's the glue that holds everything together. They call it the God particle. Go figure that. But D-Wave is actually, you got to do research, guys. Matter of fact, we should do a show on D-Wave. So since you don't know.
D-Wave and AI technology, it sounds like it's moving with the AI with robot type stuff.
Right. Now listen to me. If you want to do research, people that are listening, for the listeners out there, write down this guy's name. His name's Anthony Patch. And he's on radio all the time. I could probably reach out to him and see if I can get him on the show. And we'll do that after we get TDC up and running on our channel.
Oh, yeah.
We can go grab him. I mean, and I've been listening to him for a long time. And he doesn't have his own radio show, I don't think. I think he just goes from show to show. But he does research on it. And the things, I don't want to get into it tonight since, you know, Garrett's not up to speed on it yet. Because I wanted to make the connection between 5G and D-Wave. Now, listen, Google has bought a D-Wave computing system. Amazon has one. We're talking about this mark of the beast that we're talking about. It's coming through D-Wave. And it's not an ordinary computer. It's not an ordinary computer. And it costs, like, to buy one, it's like $1 billion to buy one. So only the giants can get it. You know what I mean? And it's unhackable. You can't hack into it. It's alive.
The strongest computer. Yeah, well, that's the way it's going. That's the way we're going. Like, and even, you know, the Antichrist, you know, who knows if he's you know, when he comes back to life or he's wounded or the Antichrist himself, like it talks about, he could be a hologram with this D-Wave technology that has the answers for everything. And it's proved himself. Like, who knows? We're making, you know, Star Wars and science fiction look like a Reader's Digest Hardy Boys novel with the stuff that's out there now that we don't even know about, that the Army has and governments have. They're 10, 20 years ahead of what the people know.
Oh, for sure, if not more. Like I said, back in the 70s, Stan Deo got hit with that type of weapon with EMF. What did you call it, EMF? What do you call it?
Yeah. EMF. EMP is a...
that's an electrical pole.
EMFs are the waves coming out
frequencies.
Of this 5G.
Yeah, it's a frequency. And it gave him a heart attack. He went into a stroke when he got hit with it, and he watched them point the gun at him. It was kind of like a weapon in the 70s,
yeah.
Dude. So I'm thinking that they're a little bit more advanced than we think, you know. I think maybe more like 40 or 50 years.
What happened to him? Like, did he get all anxiety, messed up? Did his skin boil and stuff?
No, he had a heart attack. It caused his heart to stop.
Yeah, that's what it does.
His heart stopped beating.
Yeah.
And he got resuscitated and went to the hospital. And then in the hospital, they tried to hit him again.
Yeah.
While he was in the hospital recovering. So he has a great story on that. And he can get into that. But I don't want to get into everything that Stan Deo talks about. I want to stay on topic to a certain extent. But I do want to say this, Garrett. You were talking about the Mark of the Beast, which is 666. Now, I did an in-depth study. I've been studying this for... oh, geez, I don't know, maybe 20 years. And it's numerology in the Bible. Because God means certain things when, like, he has 12 tribes. Well, when you look at the word or the number 12 all through the Bible, it represents kind of like a government or like a format. Okay? And each number, like 5 is grace. Seven
is completion or rest or something.
That's right. 3's perfection and completion. So anyway, 6 means man. So when you go 666, that's 3 6's. So you're looking at the completion or the perfection.
The Trinity of Satan.
Right. You could say that. All right. But I'm trying to get people to look at it at a different angle. I mean, because remember, things in the Bible can have multiple meanings. It's the perfection of man, because the number 6 represents man.
Yeah.
So you've got 3 6's, so I'm looking at the number 3 means completion, perfection.
Yeah.
So when you go 666, taking the mark is kind of like this, you're marrying AI. Because remember, artificial intelligence, you're actually joining hands with artificial intelligence, and it's going to change your DNA when you take this mark. Right. Now, what I'm saying is, because God says there's no repentance from taking it.
Yeah.
So something happens. No. Something happens to your soul when you take it.
Yes. Yes. The goodness leaves you. Like, I would tell your listeners right now, if they're saved, unsaved, or if there's a rapture or not a rapture, just if you're here during a time in this world where they want you to take a mark and they're demanding it because Buddy's a leader, what you just said, don't take it, right? Don't take it, because you'll change your DNA, you'll change your mind, your way of thinking. You'll become reprobate probably. You'll probably become like a walking zombie just going on with your life, right? Like,
I don't know. I think the way that they're going to do this now, with the way gamers are and the way this generation's being brought up, and as much as they're pounded with Marvel superheroes, how'd you like to be super smart? Never have to go to school again. You'll know everything.
Well, they have that. I just heard something about that. They'll be able to do that to a person.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I mean. I mean, did you ever see the movie The Matrix? I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie. But when they needed to learn how to fly a chopper, a certain kind of helicopter, he'd say, "Data, give me download." And bang, the information was downloaded, and she knew how to fly that thing. That's what we're kind of talking about. So at first, the mark's going to be a treat. And the masses will probably come and take it. And then the ones that don't take it is when you're either going to force to because you're going to be starved. Because now you're not as good as we are. You're not as perfected as we are now. Now, because you want to stay in the old. See, if you believe in this evolution crap, see, mankind's evolving. You got to take this chip.
Yeah.
It'll make you smarter. It'll make you stronger. It'll make you faster. Why don't you want it? See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be the debate at first. That's a conjecture. But I see it with the way technology's running to where they're making these chips and such. So, thoughts on
that's
that?
That's right. Well, you basically said it, but they're going to, the ones taking the chip that are all, it's going to be, I've heard someone mention how that little thing could keep with the technology that's out there, it'll be able to know if your blood pressure's high or to warn you on something, or, you know, it'll know your medical. They might have the cure for cancer in the chip, you know, that'll make it so good to take. But if you take the mark, the beast, you're giving your soul away. You're trusting in a man or whoever, the Antichrist or the devil himself. He's gonna say I'm the, because it's part of Scripture, is the mark along with the Antichrist. But I want to read one more thing about the mark. This is a couple chapters further in the Bible and what happens to those that took the mark, right? When the bowls come out. Yeah, this is after the trumpets. This is the first bowl, right? We're into the wrath of God. This is the wrath of God on earth, the bowls in Revelation. This is God allowing, or his wrath to hit the people that have just mentally and spiritually and morally gone so corrupt. And I believe we're not here then. I believe in that he takes us away from then, but if I'm still here, whatever. But this is what the Bible says. In chapter 16, 1 to 2, it says, "Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, 'Go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth.' So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and the foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image." So if you take the mark of the beast, you might have, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years of some food to eat and some, you know, and a work, going to work every day or whatever. You put up with the wars, but the others that don't take the mark, but one day it's going to come to a head. And you're going to have sores and boils that come to the men who had the mark of the beast. And then and that's not even the second bowl and the third bowl and the fourth bowl. I mean, men are going to be scorched. Waters are going to turn to blood. The sea is going to turn to blood. There's darkness and pain. You know. So do not take the mark of the beast to buy and sell with the world government, 5G technology. It's not. I'm going to close my Bible and put it here. I just get riled up about this mark of the beast. It's coming. And it's coming soon. Yeah.
The thing you got to. It sounds to me with that bowl. It seems to me the people that took the mark, their flesh started rejecting it, and it started to cause, like you're saying, of what 5G would do to you.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I believe it'll be like a natural occurrence. God allows it to happen, but it's something that's untested. It's something from the, because if you have this little thing, grain of rice in you, and you're on global positioning, and the Antichrist and his people knows where you are at all times, and you, when you go to the grocery store or whatever, and they're zapping that thing over. I mean, it's running power, it's running radio frequency waves through your body. You know, it might even be connected to your DNA. Who knows how they're going to make this thing run? But like you just said, it could be something untested that the world has to go through for their peace plan, world plan, you know, to start all over again. But they don't know. But then 6 months later, a year later, everybody starts having skin problems and boil problems all at once, and that is your first bowl. Good. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's something in the technology, something in the EMS, something that was untested that happens just naturally, but it's the wrath of God. God allows it to happen because of the morals.
We're going to get into how 5G, D-Wave, this mark we're taking, how this all ties in with the end times. We're going to tie, kind of connect all this stuff together in a better format once we get back from this break. We're going to break down detail to detail and see if just with the pieces parts that we have right now, how we can connect all of them together to see that what's going on in the Bible is coming to pass. So you ready for that? We'll do that. All right. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is TDC Radio. This is One Long Minute with Garrett and Rob. Thanks for joining us, people. Yeah. We're going to take a little breather. This is a group called Lamb. And we'll be right back after the break, and we're going to get more into this 5G, end times, mark of the beast scenario. And, you know, a lot of it can be conjectures, but there's a lot of reality. There's a lot of truth that's already out in the news that these things already exist, and all you have to do is connect them together. We'll be right back.
All right.
We will lift you up. carried along by the sea, but riding a wave of love that never leaves.
We will lift you up and praise your name.
Hey guys, this is Robbie Robb, your host at One Long Minute, a proud member of the 828 team on Saturdays. I'm here to talk to you about ChristianForums.net. Now look, man, this is a great place to become a member at because their desire is to attract like-minded individuals that are focused on unifying the body of Christ and maintaining traditional conservative biblical values in terms of thought and in behavior. So you're safe there. There's not going to be any arguing. They're going to help protect everybody's beliefs and bring unity. This is where I hang out. When I go there, I don't talk politics. It's just all about getting fellowship. And you can find the rest of the 828 team there. Scotty E. and Shauna E. They'll be there. Redwards Lou from his radio show. You know what I'm saying? He's joined there. So look, man, if you want to interact and have fellowship, come join us at ChristianForums.net. It's a great place to hang out. There's a lot of biblical teaching there. You can catch the latest news. It's just an all-around great forum. So I just hope to see you guys there soon because this is where I hang out. So if you want to talk to me, look up TDC Radio at ChristianForums.net.
Time to flap more gums on One Long Minute.
Okay, we're back. Hey, I want to give a quick reminder to you people, to all you the listeners out there. This is the last weekend that we're going to be on Blog Talk. Let me give you the schedule of what's going on Blog Talk for the rest of the weekend. Of course, we're not going to broadcast on Blog Talk on Sunday. I think Redwards Lou will be on TDCRadio.com after Saturday. So you're going to have an 8 a.m. program for an hour on Saturday on Blog Talk on this station. We're going to have the 828 at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow night on this station on Blog Talk, but I will probably broadcast it on TDC Radio as well. Okay? And if you've never joined the 828, if you've never laughed in God, you would laugh. You're going to laugh in God for 2 hours. Basically, I want you to understand that One Long Minute is, and Garrett can testify to this, that it's a different type of program compared to the 828. I think you've been on the 828, haven't you, Garrett?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, you betcha. That was fun, yeah.
And we just do nothing but laugh, and we have fun in God, and we get into some funny things, and we just sit and laugh for 2 hours and have a great time. So it's a different type of program, and we like that on the Shabbat, the Sabbath day, that we're in the joy of the Lord and not in fear. Because I don't want you to think that Garrett and I are bringing this stuff to your attention to put you in fear. I'm not trying, and Garrett's not trying, to fear you, if you're an unbeliever, to put fear in you in order for you to get saved. That's not the way it works. That's not what we're doing. We're just informing you that this is what's going on, right, Garrett?
That's right. You nailed it. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's our intent. Information is not fear. It's what you do with the information.
Yeah.
I just don't want, this show to be fear-based. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, if you come to the Lord, it's your choice.
That's right.
It shouldn't be out of fear. It should be out of love.
It should be out of love.
He loved you so much,
he
gave you an exit, right, Garrett? He gave you a way out, and it's called the cross.
That's right. That's right. We may be talking about a subject that can make fear, but it's not fear for the Christian. Like, we're talking about the mark of the beast, cashless society, world government, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, as I talk, I'm excited in another sense, like you. It would be great if everybody came to the Lord, and not out of fear, but out of love, because that's what it's the main goal of God is the meaning of life is love. And, you know, it's not time to shove God's love away in this day and age. But
it says in the Word, God is love. It says right in the Word,
yeah.
He is love. That's His essence. But I want you to understand that, you know, I mean, He's been extremely patient with mankind.
Yeah. Yes, He has. Yes. Yes,
so
he
praise
has.
God. All right, so let's do this. Check this out. All right, so let's start connecting some of these dots. So we got 5G.
Yeah, we got 5G coming from 4G, 100 times more powerful, with over 20 billion devices, and maybe another 6 billion with the people. I don't know if they put the people in on that number. How many people are on the planet, Rob?
I don't know. I forget. I don't
six
really
or seven
know.
Billion. Yeah, there's.
Yeah.
Say it's 7 billion. I mean, so they got room. They got 20 billion devices. They could throw another 7 billion on there. 5G is going to handle it. You know it is, because we're going to low orbit satellites. That's what's coming. Okay, we've been going horizontal with our communications. We're going to be going vertical instead of horizontal. That means there's going to be no hindrances from all the obstacles. It'll be all over the world, and it's just so hard to keep up with technology. Technology and the mark of the beast, they're joined together at the hip. You know, we've known this from way back in the 80s. It hasn't changed in theory too much, you know, from the mark, or maybe we thought it was a tattoo or something back then, but then we got the the code on everything, right? The what do you call that code? It's on all your
barcode.
Scan it.
Barcode.
You got. And when you look at a barcode, okay, if you're listening to this radio program and you got a pack of smokes on the table, or you got anything store bought, take a look at the barcode. You'll see two long lines at the left, two long lines in the middle, and two long lines at the far right. Those two lines together symbolize the number 6. Because in a barcode, every like a 0 is a thick line and a thin line. A 6 is two lines, thin lines. So in the barcode, those barcodes are numbers. So I'm just saying, God gave us a hint of where we're going with this, allowing 666 to be in every single barcode and every single grocery product that you buy. I'm not saying mark of the beast and this and that. I'm just saying fact. God's giving us warnings here and there. So I don't know.
And that's the way
that
And that's the way that they can control buying and selling is by barcode. That's the first step.
That's what they did to us 20 years ago or more. They put in the barcode, the scan code, right? So now they control it. The only thing you could buy at a grocery store that they put their fingers on is maybe a couple of oranges or any type of vegetable that's not in a package, right?
Right.
Everything else is barcode. Yeah.
Okay, so now, since this 5G is going to be 100 times faster, and it's going to be low orbit. That means no storms, no tornadoes,
no
earthquakes or anything is going to affect the feed that's coming from this 5G.
Yeah, not even a snowstorm. Like, it's going to be, you're going straight up. You're going, you know, they're low orbit satellites and lots of them. It's going vertical instead of horizontal. I got the paperwork here.
Now, listeners, what we're trying to tell you, 5G is real. We're not, this is not conspiracy.
Yeah.
This is not conspiracy theory. This is truth.
Yeah.
This is coming. So we've got that down. Now, listen, Garrett, do they have a chip that people are taking right now to keep a job overseas?
Well, you got it in America. There's companies in America right now that you don't have to take the chip. It's a chip, and you get it between your thumb and your forefinger or your eyebrow. Everyone's doing the hand because it does your chip machines and your coffee machines, and it gets you in the door. But Sweden, thousands of people are taking it, and they're hooking it up to their bank accounts already. England has it. So this mark, this chip, the grain of a rice is going into people's bodies right now, but it's not. It's just a precursor. I don't believe it's the mark, and they're condemned to hell yet, because they're not laying allegiance to a single man or a world government. But it's just making everybody else around them, and it's just making it sound good and be okay and that sort of thing. But it's becoming more commonplace in more areas in the world to take this chip. So it's just, you know, it's scary. And millennials have never heard of even the Mark of the Beast. They've never read that in the Bible. They see Slayer or something playing a Metallica or whatever, and they got 666, and then all they know is it's a number of the devil or the beast, but they're not putting it together with the chip in the hand. So it's going to be thousands of people are going to take it without a worry in their mind. Like, it's just technology.
All right.
It's the way we're going.
All right. So now listen to what we're saying. Is the chip real? Is that conspiracy, or is it really out there right now?
No,
we're not saying that
things.
The mark.
Yeah.
We're not saying it's the mark of the beast, but we're saying, is that technology out there to where it can be evolved into
5G
that?
5G is real. The chip is real. The chip is, it started in animals and some kids, some children, but the chip is real. GPS, bank account, medical, everything in there. 5G and the chip are real. There's two things that are real. It's not conspiracy. They're there at a small level right now. 5G is being set up in the U.S., South Korea, Sweden, Estonia, Turkey, Japan, and China as I speak. It was invented in China. Marco Rubio and Mark Warner warned Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada not to allow the Huawei to set it up, 5G up. Now, I think Trump and Marco Rubio and them are saying, you know, keep them away because they could set it up where they're going to be spying on you. A lot of people are, that might be a conspiratist, maybe not, but 5G could be, a lot of people think the Chinese will be able to spy, and they got malware in it or spyware in it for everybody, and they'll be knowing what our technology is doing, what our TVs are doing, what our automated vehicles are doing in that. So that's another arm of what's going on. But here, I just talked for too long. 5G is real and the chip is real.
Okay,
what
now watch this.
Yeah.
Now watch this. My turn.
Yes.
Now I'm going to get into D-Wave real quick. All right?
Yeah.
D-Wave is absolutely real. You can go, anybody who has a PC right now, www.dwavesys.com, dwavesys.com. This is their own website, guys. Here's what they're telling you. To speed computation, quantum computers tap directly into an unimaginable fast fabric of reality, the strange and counterintuitive world of quantum mechanics.
Wow.
Rather than store information using bits representing zero and ones like we're used to right now with our laptops, as conventional digital computers do, quantum computers use quantum bits or qubits to encode information as zero, ones, and both at the same time. The superposition of states, along with mechanic phenomena and of entanglement and tunneling, enables quantum computers to manipulate enormous combinations of state all at once. So you're looking at something that can process speeds so fast, it's unimaginable. You'd have to have 60 billion computers lined up thinking things. This thing does it all by itself. This is how this D-Wave works. In nature, physical systems tend to evolve towards their lowest energy state. Objects slide downhill, hot things cool down, and so on. The behavior also applies to quantum systems. To imagine this, think of a traveler looking for the best solution by finding the lowest valley in the energy landscape that represents the problem.
Wow.
Classical algorithms seek the lowest valley by placing the traveler at some point in the landscape and allowing the traveler to move based on local variations. While it's generally most efficient to move downhill and avoid climbing hills that are too high, such as classical algorithms are prone to leading the traveler into nearby valleys and may not be the global minimum.
Yeah.
Numerous trials are typically required, with many travelers beginning the journey from different points. In contrast, I'll just finish this last paragraph and then get me done with this.
Oh, keep going. This is interesting.
In contrast, quantum annealing, they call it, begins with the traveler simultaneously occupying many coordinates. Thanks to the quantum phenomenon of superposition, the probability of being at any given coordinate smoothly evolves to annealing progresses, with the probability increasing around the coordinates of deep valleys. Quantum tunneling allows the traveler to pass through the hills rather than be forced to climb over them, reducing the chance of becoming trapped in valleys that are not global minimum. Quantum entanglement further improves the outcome by allowing the traveler to discover correlations between the coordinates that lead to the deep valleys. So basically, it's like time traveling in quantum mechanics or quantum physics.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this thing is so smart. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. The more you get into D-Wave and the more you look into what they're doing, I'm telling you, if you've got... Now, this is real. D-Wave is absolutely real. And I told you Google's got one already, and they're running it. Amazon got one. You know the government's got one. CERN's operating with one. Now, listen, these type of computers, guys, is the brain that can track all of you with your chip.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Hey, have you ever thought of a computer? Like you say, this one learns, it does that, it goes through mountains. I mean, have you ever thought of a computer, you know, because being the Antichrist? Because it does say the Antichrist does not regard woman, like has no feelings for a woman, like a man does.
You know, I've always got to this, I don't know. I don't know, because there's a lot of strong conjectures that can say, oh, well, it's going to be, you know, an alien coming, you know, which is going to be an interdimensional being.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in aliens myself. That's my own opinion. I ain't forcing that on nobody. I believe in interdimensional beings, but I don't believe in aliens per se. And that's what this quantum computer does, is it grabs intelligence from other dimensions.
Well, and then if it's grabbing this intelligence from other dimensions, doesn't the Antichrist be able to do big miracles like pull fire from the sky and do this and do that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe this computer, this 5G thing that you talked about, D-Wave, could tell people what to do to have the answers and to do the fire and to change the weather or to... You know, or a peace plan, or how to run the world, and people are gonna give their mark. D-Wave says, "Oh, we all got to be chipped for the peace and the euphoric new world order to be peaceful and get along with everybody, with world government and all I'll give you all the answers after it's proved itself to give answers, this thing. Like that, I know I just opened up a big bag of marbles, and I never thought about this till tonight, really, but I don't know where I'm going with this or what it could be, but if you know what I'm saying, is people are, what's that spaceship that had, you know, the dude running the spaceship, the computer, Helix or,
It's kind of like... Odyssey?
Space Odyssey. Well, can you have something like that run in the world?
I you know what? I don't know because you got to remember, John the Revelator, when he wrote the Book of Revelation, you've got to remember what time frame he was in. He was seeing things he did not understand.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're talking about a guy way back, what, almost 2,000 years ago?
Yeah, in prison on the island of Patmos. Are we talking that John?
Yeah, that John. That's the one. That's the Revelator. Right. You got it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
So he's seeing things that's almost incredibly hard to describe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He could see stuff that we see now. We know he could have seen stuff in the future and just described it to the way he saw it back 2,000 years ago, never seeing it before.
Right. Or like, get this, man. I got to tell you guys this. Now, I've been born again for over 30 years. And I had a fear of the Lord in me when I was a younger age. But I won't get into my backstory. But over 30 years. So right around when I was 20 is when I got serious with God. But yeah. Even I, when I read the Book of Revelations, I laughed. Because it says, every eye will see him return. And
yeah.
Then another part said, you in Judea, you flee when you see the abomination of desolation.
Daddy,
I'm like, how in the heck is Judea going to see that? Because Judea isn't even close to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
But we didn't have satellite TV then, guys. Even I couldn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Bingo. And Ezekiel, he saw this bird going like with the voice of the great Almighty. And then wherever that thing would travel, there'd be two or three more on its side. Like Ezekiel explained a formation of jets traveling through the sky with the sound of the engines, but he just said the sound of their wings, because he only seen birds back then. He never saw a plane before.
Right. So that's my point being is look, man, when you get the technology now, something happens in Jerusalem, the whole world knows it right now. Right
yeah.
now, it's
no. That's
I mean,
right.
all
that's right.
Social media, everything. Everybody's YouTube live. Everybody's Facebook live. Everybody
Same
is
with the prophets.
Connected.
Remember the two dudes that go to the two prophets that show up and do the miracles and the things in Jerusalem. The world's going to be able to see that, and they're going to be able to see them when they get killed for 3 days, and come, you know, stuff like that, right? Like
the whole
what do they call
world,
the two witnesses.
Yeah, the whole world's going to celebrate when those two die.
Yeah, and they're going to look at their cell phones and their TV sets and
and they're going to lay in the streets
the
for 3 days. They're going to lay in the streets for 3 days dead. Yeah.
And then come back, right? Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it all makes sense. Well, back in the 80s when I was reading that, Garrett, I'm like, that's impossible. How is the whole world going to celebrate two dead witnesses in Jerusalem on the streets? We would have never got that news till a week later.
No, but you're going to see it on Fox and CNN side by side when it happens now. And on your telephones, all social media, all YouTube. There will be a 24/7 YouTube channel with those guys.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it. See, guys, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now the technology, but back then you got to understand, when that was written by John the Revelator, I don't know how he knew the whole world. He's seen the whole world celebrating, but I don't know if he knew the technology because he never wrote it down.
He was probably looking at a big flat screen TV in his vision dream.
I don't know how he got. I'm going to tell you this, man. When I get to heaven, me and John's going to have a talk. Yeah. I'm actually going to ask the father, I go, Father, let me see what John's seen through your eyes, you know, through his eyes, so I can see that revelation come to pass. I just want to see how he was shown this by God.
Oh, that's great.
I want to see if he's seen the technology. I wanted to see if, you know.
I'm sure he did. I've always thought the same as you spilt it out right the way you did. Because I remember that scripture in Ezekiel. I can have it next show. But how Ezekiel saw these, he explained them as like birds. But the sound was out of the great Almighty coming from the wings. And they were flying side by side. And I think God just showed him. And then the eagle was on the side of the plane. There was a picture of an eagle on it. Like, he nailed it.
Right. Right. We'll dig into Ezekiel next week. But so we've got 5G absolutely verified.
Yeah, in the chip.
We've got the
both verified.
Absolutely verified. We've got D-Wave that's absolutely verified, and that's the processor that can actually handle all the information. Look, I'm telling you what the tools are set up for the Antichrist, whether it's an AI, whether it's an interdimensional being, or whether it's a man, whoever it is comes as the false Messiah.
Oh, and Israel accepts him. He says he's God 3.5 years into the temple.
Right. He comes, and Israel accepts him as the Messiah.
I wonder if it is some kind of AI technology, like AI walking around robot, half man. You know, because remember, the Antichrist dies, he takes a blow to the head, but he comes back alive. Maybe they insert the D-Wave technology into him.
Yeah, that's a strong possibility, man. That's some good stuff there. That's possible. We're looking at is scenarios, right? That's all I'm trying to say is we're looking at scenarios. And that's a strong possibility, dude.
Oh, I know. Because he'll be at like half human, half alive, but he'll have the Magna chip in him, you know, the D-Wave linked mega chip. And then he comes back. Then he says, I am the answer. I am God. And there's nothing that I can't do to save you. And, you know, whatever, right? He's the big savior of the world, but all he's going to be is fooling people.
Right. Saying if we look at the triangle now, we can actually see once they get 5G up and running.
Yeah.
We actually have the components that we could put together to say, hey, look, a one world leader can actually use this to his benefit to track every human being on this planet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And block how they buy or sell food, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting stuff, man. All right, brother, you ready for a break?
Yeah. The coffee machine's not working downstairs, but I hear my wife walking around, so maybe we could figure it out.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play. I'm hungry for some Johnny Cash. I'm gonna play two songs in this break.
Good.
And they're both kind of short, so you know, don't freak out, guys. Then we'll be back, and then finish up on some more of this conversation. And then take us to a close. This will be the last break we got until the show's over, all right? Last break, guys. All right, here's Johnny Cash, man. Singing some gospel in Jesus' name. Here we go.
Well, the Bible tells us about a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city he built a wall and declared that Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives. He called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand nothing else, there was no man in blood. The hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, no one around could understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand."
Let the whole world sing.